Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Janice Kephart back on the show. Janice is a six-year member of our Brain Trust founding and founder and managing editor and owner of Identity Strategy Partners. She's the recipient of the 2015 Women in Biometrics Award. She was the counsel for the 9/11 Commission and wrote many of those reports, and she is here to share some of the her perspective, her commentary, her analysis of some of the things that are going on these days across our borders. Janice Kephart, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you back, Janice, as always. So President Trump, over the last year, has gone best two falls out of three with the courts on the immigration issue, the refugee issue, and even though he didn't win most of them, he won the most recently and the big one, right?
He won the big one, and it's the
decisive Supreme Court.
One. Yeah, it doesn't go past the Supreme Court, so the Supreme Court has decided, and let's separate the policy from the ruling. The ruling was on point. The ruling was correct. I used to do immigration law in Congress, and studied.
It was like eight to one, wasn't it?
Seven to two. Right.
That's pretty. I mean, when has anything ever been 7-2 lately?
Not at all. And it's interesting because the Supreme Court clearly saw the clarity of it. Who has jurisdiction to make decisions on immigration? It's the president and Congress,
right,
not the court.
And so, these courts around the country, I consider those decisions to be, frankly, I consider them to be like the deep state stuff. What do you think? Is that
too
much?
Yeah, they were, there is a correct point that only the president has access to the intelligence to make the correct decisions. Now, you can still be on the outside and disagree with that decision, but it's very hard for a lower court without basically an understanding of all of immigration law, which is literally a 3-inch-thick textbook of statutory law. If a federal court justice does not have access to that,
it was very troubling. It was very troubling to me, Janice. It was very troubling to me to see those courts basically just doing an anti-Trump ruling, they were playing with our security by playing politics. And frankly, I mean, I expect that out of the Ninth Circuit. There are a bunch of whack jobs out there in San Francisco, but I mean, I was really disappointed in what they did. And of course, they did it over and over again. And while all that was going on, Europe is coming apart over there with all their refugees because they weren't doing what President Trump wants to do. What do you think?
Well, that's true, okay? But let's separate the ruling from the policy, okay? So what was very interesting to me is that executive order, the original one that came out last January, I believe, right when Trump took office, or maybe it was early February, essentially not only paraphrased, but plagiarize the language from our 9/11 Commission terrorist travel recommendations. So it was interesting to me to read it and then read the content of it, which went into this issue of extreme vetting. Now,
Put all that into Main Street language, Janice.
Okay.
That's you're a little bit in the weeds right now. Put it in plain English for us.
So what it did was it talked about the need for eliminating terrorists from being able to travel to the United States.
I'm in favor of that.
I am too. So is everybody. What it then goes on to say is we are going to limit and ban from the country, six countries. Now, those six, seven countries have changed over time.
Right.
They've, dropped out Iraq. They've dropped out Sudan. They've added in Chad. They've added in North Korea. Okay.
Fine. I got 30 seconds, quickly.
So what it's done then is the these countries, okay, here's the baseline. Bad people are in good countries, and good people are in bad countries.
Yeah.
You need getting across the board that's equal and treats everyone and processes everybody equally, not ban some people and let other people in.
I hear what you're saying, and I understand your position, Janice, but I don't agree with it because at a time like this where we got bad people trying to come at us and we know where most of them are coming from, we're going to have to err on the side of things not being fair. I for one, I'm glad President Trump did what he did, and I commend the Supreme Court for what...
If you're a business...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.